really don't know. She had an appointment. She should be back later this week. Yes, I am. Yes, I believe so. All right, fine. I'm sure you'll tell us. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hello, this is Bonnie's mother. Would you please tell her that I've cooked up something and she wants to come over earlier while I've got something to eat?
I surely will. Thank you very much.
Bye now.
Citizens resident.
My, I'm getting formal here. I'm trying to find my pen so I can ask you where you live. You're going to have to tell me again.
Where I live?
Yeah.
Just a moment.
This is Garth.
Oh, just a moment, please. Mr. Lee?
Yeah.
This is the babysitter. Miss Singleton had to go out and asked me to give you the message that she would be gone. And would you please call her again tomorrow? I don't think that she'll be available for your meeting this evening.
Oh. Okay. Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, would that be all right?
Sure.
All right, I'll be sure and tell her you called.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Bye.
That call was at 4:55 on 16th of March.
Senator Jordan. No, sir, I'm sorry, she isn't. She should be in a couple of hours.
Do you know why didn't she come over to our house for dinner?
No, sir, she didn't say. I believe the wife called earlier and said that there was some way there for her, but I haven't seen her since then.
Yeah. Well, okay, fine. Is Nick there?
No, sir, he's gone too.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Thank you. Singleton's residence.
Sharon.
Yes, sir.
Murphy.
Hi.
Has there been any other calls?
No, sir. Not a thing.
Not a thing.
Her parents called in the call that she was expecting from Mr. Lee. Kind of Marilyn Schaefer, a friend of hers, called.
Yeah.
But nothing else.
Okay. We've got one man in custody. We're looking for some more.
Anything else happened?
No. Well, we went out to the motel and registered. She went out and registered. And the man showed up at 5 o'clock. One of them did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't get inside the motel, though, because she didn't get into the room because she didn't have any money to pay the room.
Are you kidding me?
No, so she went back to the car, and when she pulled away, well, he pulled away.
Oh, I see.
And the two-tone Buick, so we got him.
Oh, good.
And we're down at jail now.
Okay.
And we're going to check on the other one now.
That's fine.
So she'll probably be out there shortly, but just stick around and, and say that if the call comes back for her again, a man, to say that she called in and said a meeting would take a little longer than anticipated.
All right.
And she'll be out there shortly.
But she'll be here shortly.
Yeah, no, don't tell them that. I'm telling you that she will be out there with Rick shortly.
I see. Okay.
And then she can handle the call.
All right, fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Singleton's residence.
Hello, Sharon.
Yes, sir.
Murphy.
Hmm.
Bonnie got me in.
No, sir, she hasn't.
Okay. Why don't you and Carl just call over the Stridle residence?
All right.
And I guess she went by there and tell them that you were leaving and ask if she wants you to lock up or something. You'll just go ahead and leave.
Okay. Mr. Vogel,
thank you. Interest to me.
I have written a letter to you.
Mm-hmm.
Which I have posted today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm explaining what has happened.
Right.
Now, in this letter, I'm sorry I cannot talk very much in the telephone.
Yes.
But in this letter, I'm explaining to you that I have a possibility to get some information about this five people.
Yes.
And in this letter, I'm explaining to you how and what and when.
Fine.
Okay?
Can you tell me approximately how much time you think it will take?
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yes.
3 weeks from now, or is it already in motion, or what?
From now.
From now.
Yes.
Very good. Now, regarding the other possible request about securing some travel approvals?
Yes.
Has anything been done on that?
Well, what I need is I have discussed with a gentleman here in Stockholm.
Yes.
He said it's no problem. What I need is information about you and your friend, which you will forward to me in your letter. And the other one, he asked me, why didn't you get that in Washington?
Well, just because of geographic location, I could have made application there, I suppose.
All right, but it doesn't matter. That's what he asked me for, but I said the reason might be some other things I don't know. And I said, I need them here. And he said, okay, I'll arrange them. What I need is information about your curriculum vitae, okay?
Right, but what I need really, I suppose we need the forms to fill out and then give them back to you and you can process them.
I don't need that.
You don't need that?
No. Just send me your birth date, name, complete name, passport number, and all these things. Okay?
Right.
Well, what a normal form request, you know what it means.
Yes, yes.
Well,
and you will need...
What do you have in your passport, actually?
Yes.
Okay. And one more thing.
Yes.
What do you want me to tell him? Do you want to contact official people, or are you there unofficially?
Well, if we go, we would like to contact official people.
Okay. All right.
We would like to contact official people when we go.
All right, because that is very important to know.
Yes.
In case we ask, we put a petition for contacting official people, then it has another way.
I see.
You understand?
Yes.
We'll take it in another way, and they will ask me some questions, which I'm sure I can answer them.
Very good.
Okay.
How is the weather? Is it still cold?
Well, it's a little bit cooler. It's cooler, but not that cold. I mean, today we have +4, and it was raining.
I see.
It has been raining.
Is the Prime Minister back yet?
Yes, he's back in Stockholm.
How long do you think he will be there? Do you know?
Well, he will be here for... a little bit more, longer, but I cannot tell you. I can get in touch with some people and find out if you want.
If you will, find out if he's going to be there around, between the 6th and 12th of March.
12th of March?
Correction, April. Between the 6th...
6th to the 12th of April?
Yes.
Okay. I'll inform you... tomorrow by telephone. I'll call you in Dallas, okay?
Very good. Call me collect.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and I, in my letter, I am informing you also that this person who I have contacted...
Yes?
He is an official person.
Right.
And perhaps he would not like to involve himself.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know.
We can do it either way.
Well, all right. I have explained it to you in my letter.
Very good. I should get the...
you to decide.
Fine. We probably should have the letter in 4 days.
It went express and recommended.
Very good.
Okay?
Roberto, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Nice to talk with you.
Nice to talk to you.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye. Thank you for calling.
Yes, I can. This is Murphy Martin. I'm fine. How
I see. I understand. Now, Father Minger, what I'm trying to ascertain, do you know of anyone who might have film of this hospital burning? Yes. It would be possible for someone to get pictures of the destruction of the hospital at this time. I see. Do you think it possible that maybe someone from Air America may have had film of this? From Air America, maybe? Yes, I would like those, but particularly the hospital, and I tell you the reason why. Do you remember the offer that Mr. Perot made in Vientiane regarding hospitals at Christmas time? I say, do you recall the offer made by Mr. Perot in Vientiane regarding hospitals at Christmas time? That is the reason we are so anxious for film concerning this hospital. Yes. Excellent, excellent. Now I understand that Pop Buell is not in Samtong, that he is somewhere outside the area on a hill. Is that correct? Yes, I understand there are 18,000 more refugees. Rice is being dropped to them. They're trying to find a safe area in the jungle. Are they headed toward Vientiane? Are they headed in your direction? Yes. Very good. Now, you say you have too many refugees in Vientiane. How many do you have now? $20,000? Yes. I understand. I understand. Is Vientiane threatened at the moment, do you feel? I say, do you feel Vientiane is threatened, perhaps? Yes, I understand. Not quite 1 mile from Longchang. Now, what time? I have not heard that yet, no. Yes, I understand. Very good. Very good. Now, excuse me. Do you know yet, Father Minger, when you will be in Dallas? Yes. I think that would be good. There is a television station in Dallas that I have arranged for you to do a half-hour program with regarding your book. Yes. Good. Very good. We will forget the television program on the first visit. Very good. Now, Father Minger, if you by chance hear of anyone who has any movie film of the hospital destruction or other destruction in Sam Tong, please tell them that we would like to buy that. We would like to buy that. If not, we would like still pictures or whatever type movie film that a pilot could get by flying over the area. Yes. We will take the entire village, but particularly we are interested in the hospital or the school. Very good. Father Minger, if you should happen to get movie film, would you telephone us collect, please? Yes. Excellent. Very good. Mr. Perot is very anxious, and he wanted me to call you and give you his very best regards and ascertain if you could do this or not. Yes. 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 Yes, I understand. Yes. Very good. Very good. Now you did. The Prime Minister passed it along to him, you understand. Is that correct? Right. Very good. Right. Okay, I understand. Father Minger, it's awfully good to talk to you, and I look forward to seeing you when you get to the States. Hello? 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 Hello, Father Minger? Hello, Father Minger? Hello? Hello? Father, are you there? Hello, Father. Hello, Father. Hello. Hello.
Hello, are you through?
No, we were disconnected, operator. I don't know if you can get the circuit back or not. That's right. Okay, thank you for...
You were supposed to be reconnected.
Well, if you can get him, I did want to say goodbye to him, but that we were just about through with the conversation. If the circuit is that bad, then I don't think we talk on it anyhow.
All right, well, sir, I will call...